Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Joseph. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you, Joseph?
I'm making it. Yeah, I got this little letter in the mail with a reservation code. Does that mean I'm off your loan?
Yeah, did you have that reservation code with you?
Yeah, 2311-0030-1855.
1855?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file, see what we're working with here. All right. What's the name of the business that you're with?
It's the Newsome Dairy LLC.
Okay.
So what kind of credit pool do y'all do when y'all...
We got a lot of different programs. You know, kind of depends on what you're looking for. We got hundreds of different programs that we're working with. Give me 1 second. This is taking a minute pulling this up here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, all right. You say your name's Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Joseph, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. It looks like we had sent you... You know what you have there. It's a pre-approved offer for some financing. Now, looks like is the 177 Stanley Fombe Road. Is that the location of the business?
No, that's the house. Okay.
Oh, is the location different?
Yeah, Well, it's right across there or down the road or whatever.
Oh, okay. But you receive all the mail at the 177?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then is this the best number to reach at in case we do get disconnected? Is it the 318-588-0139?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So, yeah, like I said, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what you're looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about... You know what you had in mind, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, I could go into the ice cream business, but I need some freezers.
Oh, okay.
In that location where I'll be making the ice cream, I need to get some plumbing work to put in the sinks.
Oh, sorry, you're breaking up a little there, Joseph. Can you hear me? Okay.
Oh, what's that? I'm here now. I was kind of cutting out earlier.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, you looking to get some freezers and you said some plumbing upgrades?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we definitely have, you know, a few different programs that would work out for that. Did you have any idea how much it was going to cost?
Maybe around, they are doing loans for around $7,500.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is that for the freezers or the plumbing?
Probably all together. Should be between $7,500 and
$10,000. Okay.
Somewhere around that.
Okay. Yeah. Usually, typically, $10,000 is about the minimum that we require.
Okay. That'd be fair.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
Oh, I got the LLC probably around over a year ago.
Okay. All right. And then do you know how...
What would y'all need? What, do y'all do a hard credit pull? Or?
So we do a soft credit pull. We take
I use identity card.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a credit monitoring service.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so we pull from just one of the three reporting agencies. So we use Experian. So that would be the only look into your personal credit. Did you have an idea of how soon you were looking to get the funding in place?
Probably within the next few weeks or so.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then, you know, just a couple of questions to see kind of where you fall in. Do you know what your yearly gross revenue is, what you do for gross annual sales?
last year when I was working, I was making around $41,000. I was going to try to make more money this year or next year.
Okay. And then, so
do y'all need like a bank statement or anything?
Yeah, typically the way that it works, to get you approved, we take a look at 6 months of your recent bank statements and then your most recent tax return that you have. Now, I'm assuming since we're talking ice cream here, your business is somewhat seasonal. Is that correct?
Well, it's actually kind of like a startup business. I've had the LLC for a while. I ain't really started selling the ice cream yet.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, over the past 6 months, do you have, you know, cash flow going in and out of the bank account?
Oh, in the past 6 months, I haven't really sold the ice cream, but I've got an associate's degree and I've done some instrumentation contract jobs.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, to give you an idea of the way that it works, the programs that we do, yeah, it's called working capital. Have you heard of a working capital loan before?
Yeah, something like.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they're getting more and more popular, but basically what it is it's a cash loan that is based on your sales. So it's tied directly to the bank account. So what we do is we take a look at those 6 months of the bank statements and, you know, we look at your cash flow. And then from there, we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of your total revenue. Now, if you're looking... I mean, how much cash flow do you have going through the bank account in a given month?
Well, last year I made around $41,000.
Okay.
So I was just doing contract jobs. Those jobs only last 5 or 6 weeks at a time.
Sure.
Then you make me off again. I'm trying to get into this ice cream so I can get... establish my own business and make a whole lot more money than working for somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a good plan. Now, I tell you what, to be completely upfront with you, you'd probably be kind of on the borderline here based on your sales. They're kind of low compared to what we would typically do. Like I said, our minimum requirement is $10,000. So if you're talking 10%, of that, you'd be at the $100,000 mark. But, you know, what we can do is we can take a look at it, you know, go through the process to see what we can get you approved for, and, you know, take a shot to see what's available. But to be upfront, the sales are kind of low right now to really make you eligible for very much.
Now, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll get back with you then.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. What's a good email address for you?
NewsomeJoseph@yahoo.com. It's NEWSOM is in Mary.
Okay.
And Joseph, JOSEPH, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I think you should do. I'm going to send you an email right now, and it'll have a list of what we would need to get you approved. Now.
Okay.
What we can do, I know, because credit is so, how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's supposed to be over 700.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
It's personally pretty good.
Well, what we can do, because I mean, we don't want to take a pull on your credit if we don't have to, right? So
yeah.
I'll send you a list of what we would need to get you approved. If you want to send me the application and the bank statements, I can go ahead and take a look at it and let you know if it's really worth your time and actually worth pulling the credit. Because you don't want to pull the credit if you're not going to get qualified for, you know, anything that we're able to do. But I can give you... What I can do is just give you some initial feedback. Let you know, you know, first of all, if you would qualify or how close you are at this time.
Well, I do that online banking. If you wanted, if I gave you the,
what you can do,
copies if you, the past 6 months.
Yeah, if you do online banking, you can just go onto the website and download the PDF for each month and then email that to me. So you don't have to give me the password to your account or anything. You can actually just send me the files. And then I can take a look at it and let you know, exactly where you stand and, you know, if it's worth going forward or if there's something you can do to, you know, put you in the position in a couple of months that would help. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So what I'll do. I'm sorry.
Can I send you a copy of my credit report for my identity guard and check and let you see it before you actually pull my credit too?
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. I mean, I can give you all types of initials.
I can send you that plus the bank statements before you do any credit.
That would be with those two. I would be able to give you a good idea of what you could expect.
Yeah, because I don't want my credit pulled unless I'm definitely I'm going to get the money.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what I feel too. It's not worth it, both for you and on our end. I mean, we don't want to go through unnecessary steps. So if you want to just send me those two initial things, I'll give you some feedback and let you know exactly where we stand. If we should go further, or if there's something that you can do, you know, in the next couple of months to put you in that position.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. What's your name again?
Absolutely. Yeah, my name is Sam. And in the email that I'm sending you right now, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So you can shoot me an email, you can call me.
You got the last name right, it's Newsom Joseph.
newsomjoseph@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I got you, and I'll go ahead. I'll shoot the email over to you.
What's it going to show up as an email, the subject line?
The subject line, it will say Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call.
Have a good day, and thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joseph.
Yeah, definitely.